Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in California, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Are you in a, okay, thank you, sir. And sir, in which county in California do you currently live?
Rosan.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Are you, as anyone in your household, employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And just to be sure, we have a representative sample from your community. Can you please tell me in what year were you born?
1947.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian? White. Thank you, sir. Now, it was the last grade of school that you have completed? High school, some college?
I have a Master of Science degree.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Is strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Is strongly approve. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? Is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat?
Approve his job too.
Okay. And if the election for the state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
The Democratic candidate.
And I would like you to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, sir, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person? And if I mention someone you don't know too much about, just let me know so we can go to the next one. The first one is Esmeralda Soria. Favorable, unfavorable, never heard of it, or no opinion?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump, same question, same option. Unfavorable, favorable?
Say again.
How do you feel about Donald Trump? Favorable, unfavorable, no opinion?
Why isn't he in jail?
Understood, sir. Should I record your answer as unfavorable so we can move right along?
You could record it as very unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, how about Joanna Garcia Rose? Favorable, unfavorable?
I don't know her.
Okay. Now, how about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, moving on, which of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for the state assembly? Inflation and the cost of living, taxes, abortion, border security, education, jobs in the economy, health care, climate change, homelessness, crime, and public safety. If you have to pick one, what would be the issue?
Oh, I suppose it would be crime and public safety because I don't see that the state assembly has any influence on any of the other problems.
Understood. Sir, thinking ahead of the November election on the scale of 0 to 10, where zero means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local office from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. If the election for president was being held today, from who would you vote? Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
And if the election for the state assembly was being held today, from who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat, the state assembly member?
Esmeralda Soria.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's headed in the right direction,
now,
despite what everybody seems to think.
Understood. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed the same?
I think it may have decreased, but there's no way of knowing it since all the local newspapers have vanished and they don't print crime statistics anymore. So, yeah. How do you know?
How should I record your answer? Decrease, increase, or stay about the same?
You can say it decreased.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience, sir. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
I'm trying to think. See, I've been able to vote for about 55 years.
Yeah, a long time.
And I'm trying to think, you know, I don't believe that I have ever voted for a Republican candidate. I was tempted once.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Although you had never voted for a Republican candidate before, will you consider voting for a Republican this year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to read a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Ross during that campaign. After I read each statement, sir, can you please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly? Now, here's the first statement. Joanna Garcia Ross is a professional auditor who will go over the state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Now, is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference on your support?
What's she going to do to guarantee that promise?
Understood. But these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, and I know it's a little bit more complicated than what it sounds, and I'm sure you're going to do your own research from here to November. But for the sake of the research, is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Ross will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. And Joanna Garcia Ross supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and once strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Is that statement will make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Ross supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
What were the things she's going to eliminate it on?
Well, as you know, politicians, and this is a campaign campaign season, so these are things you're going to hear during the campaign. This is one way for you to let them know that you don't believe that. So how should I record your answer?
I don't believe that.
Okay. So is that statement will make no difference on your support for her, right?
Make no difference.
Okay. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Ross can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference on your support?
Makes no difference because there's no way that she can do that.
Understood, sir. Now, after you heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Ross, Republican, and a mother?
Esmeralda.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during that campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. Now, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved. And this is the 30 campaign that you're going to hear. And now, if it makes no difference, or will that make you to support her much less, somewhat less, somewhat more, or much more? Yes, sir?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you, sir. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and end Medicare as we know it, and it results in Californians being kicked off their private healthcare insurance. Is that statement will make you to support her much less, somewhat less, much more, somewhat more, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the county, on the country, legally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayers-funded benefits. makes no difference, much less, someone less, much more.
Hmm. I didn't think it was that people that were undocumented were eligible for public support.
And they're not, you know, and not to insult your intelligence. Right.
Apart, then how are they getting benefits? But
like I said, these are things you're going to hear during the campaign, you know. This is one way for you to let them know that you don't believe these kind of statements about Ms. Soria Esmeralda. So how should I record your answer? Is that statement make you to support her much less, somewhat less, much more, somewhat more, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself a taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. No difference, again, on that statement?
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Is that statement make you to support her much less, someone less, makes no difference, someone more, much more?
It's fine.
Okay. Sir, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Is that statement would make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you, sir. And, sir, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the state assembly was being held today, from whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Ross, Republican, adder, and mother?
Esmeralda,
okay. It's just a few questions for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Regardless of how you feel today.
The immigration status on the other person?
I'm sorry?
Her name sounds strongly Hispanic. Does anybody know if she's a natural citizen?
Who, Esmeralda Soria?
No, the other one, whatever her name was.
Yeah, I believe you're talking about Garcia Rose.
Yeah, that sounds pretty Hispanic.
Garcia Rose, yeah, pretty common to Rose, yeah. Sir, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
I'm registered to vote as a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
I think it's pretty obvious that I'm a strong Democrat.
Right, but I'm required to read verbatim, sir. By no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence. But, sir, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
I'm a liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Now, would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will, or no, you will not?
No, I would not.
Thank you, sir. And regardless how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Are you trying to insult me?
No, sir, I'm required to read verbatim, believe me, sir. You know, I know you're 100%. You told me just a few seconds ago you're a strong Democrat. So should I record yours as a Joe Biden so we can finish this up?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me, very kind of you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.